Markets ended the week mixed, with US indices closing lower while the JSE closed higher. Sentiment was mixed after the US Fed cut rates by 25 basis points, while tech stocks saw more pressure despite solid results. The FOMC cut rates as expected and left its options open on timing of further rate cuts, showing a wide dispersion of views. Investors were encouraged by the central bank increasing its expectation for economic growth and lowering inflation expectations. In contrast to the Fed's rate cut, the Bank of Canada, Reserve Bank of Australia, and Swiss National Bank kept rates unchanged as expected. In China this morning, retail sales and factory output data showed the weakest pace in growth in over a year, highlighting weak domestic demand. Looking at the week ahead, investors will be keeping an eye on a busy week of US economic data releases, including jobs data, CPI, retail sales, and consumer sentiment. Interest rate decisions from the Bank of England, European Central Bank, and the Bank of Japan are expected. BOE is expected to cut rates by 25 basis points, ECB expected to hold, and the Bank of Japan is expected to raise rates by 25 basis points. On the earnings front, companies reporting this week include Nike and FedEx. Turning to South Africa, consumer confidence rebounded in the fourth quarter, with the improvement in sentiment pointing to a modest increase in willingness to spend, particularly among middle-income households. Retail sales surprised to the upside, growing 2.9% year-over-year ahead of expectations of 2.3%, while inflation expectations also moderated. On the corporate front, Mr. Price fell over 15% last week following the announcement of its 100% acquisition of European value retailer NKD Group. The transaction is valued at roughly 17% of Mr. Price's market cap and funded through cash and debt. The market reaction reflects uncertainty around earnings impact, increased leverage, and skepticism given the poor track record of offshore retail expansions. In the week ahead, November CPI is due for release on Wednesday, with inflation expected to remain unchanged at 3.6% year-over-year. As we wrap up our final markets in a minute for the year, we want to wish you a happy holiday and a happy new year. We'll see you in 2026.